And I guess in terms of the in-person ones, that makes the most sense to me. I think we should be prioritizing our high-need students because, I mean, my son has an IEP and he did not thrive in remote, and my daughter doesn't, and it wasn't great for her, but she was okay. And I just feel like that's the kind of prioritization that needs to happen citywide. I think we just people need to say, like, yeah, this might not be your ideal dream for your kid, but you need to suck it up and let somebody else who's really, really having a hard time benefit the most from an in-person teacher. But again, the health risks, that doesn't solve that problem. And I don't know. The poor district, this District 75 teachers and the District 75 kids who are the highest needs, who some of them are, can't, they need breathing tubes, and there's just so their needs are so extreme, and there's been no money or talk or clarity of what's happening to them. And I feel like that's where everything should have been, all the focus should have been there, because those kids really need to be in school. Like, our kids will survive. Those kids, they need that schooling. And so I do wish that citywide that would be an emphasis, just for, and for everybody, for parents too. I feel like parents need to say, this isn't great, but if I could give up that spot for a kid who really needs a teacher there, I would do it. I don't, we're not there as a city.